Solomon, he never live round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ's Hell in the Serving Hell in a Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over from Joey Kehoe, who is sitting in for Allison today. I will be here for 3 hours. I've got some records, some new to me records, and maybe even some new stuff, as that often happens. But I'm ready. I took a nap even before I came up, so I'm fresh and ready to rock. It's required when you get to be my age, naps. So do I have to tell you, KGLT is supported by The Attic in Livingston, live concert venue with in-house sound and full bar. Also available for weddings, celebrations, and more. Information and event schedule online at atticmontana.com, located at 110 North Main Street in downtown Livingston. And Dahl Funeral and Cremation Services, serving the Gallatin Valley since 1939 with compassionate and authentic care for all. Located at 300 Highland Boulevard in Bozeman, online at dahlcares.com. Phone 586-5298. And Diane Click of Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, representing 27 years of professional experience in the Gallatin Valley for all types of real estate transactions. Information online at dianeclick.com or phone 580-8881. Quick look at the weather. It's nice here today. It says it's 79 in Bozeman. Looking for a low of 54 tonight. A little warmer over in Livingston. And looking at some precipitation starting tomorrow and running through Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are in the making. So prepare accordingly. Can't be that bad, can it? Nah. It's nice. It's lush here. I finally nipped in yesterday and did the lawn again, and it was a little bit of work. The rain has made it hard for me to get out and tend to my chores. And as soon as the sun comes out, I can hear the lawnmowers around the neighborhood firing up. But it's nice. People are letting stuff grow out, you know? Lawn. What's it good for? Nothing. Unless you're playing croquet. Otherwise, dandelions are where it's at. And I just pointed out there was a no-mow May effort around town, and I think a lot of people took it to heart and had just continued on into June. And I'm tempted. I'm letting a couple of spots of my lawn go native, and I might let some more go. Just why not? Yeah. I did that weather, yeah. Oh, the 3 o'clock hour is underwritten by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. And downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Downtown Art Walk runs 6 to 8 p.m. It's the final day of the book sale at the public library. The Western Rendezvous is at Eagle Mount. Verge Theater presents Assassins the Musical at the Emerson through the weekend. The Friday night speaker series is at Lewis and Clark Caverns. It's Jazz Night with Alex Robolata at Red Tractor Pizza. The Bridger Creek Boys play at Tune Up Bar. Johnny Wayne's Acoustic Cuisine is at the Filling Station. And Raison d'Etre Dance Project presents Rachmaninoff and Plutonia through Saturday. On Saturday, the Vigilante Music Festival is in Virginia City. The Bozeman Beach Benefit is at Glen Lake Rotary Park. The Irreverent Warriors Veterans Hike is downtown. The KGVM Anniversary Bash is at the Rialto. The Swing the Big Sky event with Lowdown Drifters and Sons of 406 is at the Jump. Double Wide Dreams plays at Stacy's in Gateway, and Jacob Browntree is at the Tune Up Bar. In Livingston, The Last Revel with Counting Coup plays at Pine Creek Lodge. In Immigrant, Little Jane and the Pistol Whips perform at the Old Saloon. On Saturday, the Dolly Dash Fun Run and Early Literacy Fair is at Miles Band Shell Park. The Protect Paradise Bash and Barbecue is at Sweetwater Fly Shop in Livingston, and a Ladies Who Cast fly fishing class is at Yellowstone Angler. Scott Pemberton plays at Pine Creek Lodge. The Martin Gilmore Trio is at the Attic. The Shane LaLanne presents a special screening of We Burn Like This. And Jessica Eve is at the Old Saloon in Immigrant. In Helena, the Transformational Image, an international art exhibit, is at Tim Holmes Studio. Honey Bandit plays at LNC Brewing. And the Holter Get Painted Gala and Auction is at the Civic Center. On Saturday, the National Wild Horse Freedom Rally is at the State Capitol. And 10 Mile Creek Brewery is live on the Gulch with Vinyl City. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, lots going on. So get out and enjoy it. It's that time of year. It's summertime when we get to have fun. This is the 3 or 4 months we live for, isn't it?
Eyes close, maybe it'll go away. Please rest tomorrow, bring a satisfied day. The restless urge of love that's worth the burning for. Surely it's that
Brilliant piece of music. That's Wire from their third album, 154. 1979, really, yeah. And I think they were continuing on in some form or other, making records even now. That was after their initial blast, Pink Flag, with those little tiny short songs. They totally stretched out for that third album. And I think as a producer and a synclavier or something. High tech. For punk rock. That's all right. Start off with Sebado from Sebado versus Helmet. You heard Brand New Love. Sebado, did they play here? Yes, they did. And very well, too, I seem to remember, at the fairgrounds. I think they sat in their van the whole time smoking pot, though, and then came out and played. There you go. That's rock and roll. The Replacements from Hootenanny, you heard Within Your Reach. Paul Westerberg, pretty much on his own on that one, I would think. Sounds like it anyway. And that elicited a phone call right away. And that's what I like. I pushed the right button. Compset Angels, a 12-inch. The Eye of the Lens 12-inch are gone. And I think that was on their second album. Great band that just never caught on in the States. They tried to redecorate themselves as CSA, slicked it up a little bit, and got on MTV a tiny bit, but never really cracked it in America, not even in England. Shame. You know, they're contemporaries of bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, and they should have been big. They had some really great songs. Totally original sound, too. Buzzcocks, band that did pretty well. As well as can be expected for a punk rock band at the time. Why Can't I Touch It? A single that you can find on the Singles Going Steady compilation. And that's a good one. I think they were sitting in the booth taking LSD. They went right to the hard stuff and made some really great records too. And then finish up a Wire. Getting right to 3:30. That's about what I wanted to do. Just stretch out a little bit and get my bearings. And now I can continue. But before I continue, I have to tell you, the Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee Needery, located in Bozeman's Canary District, with indoor seating and the newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. Anything else important? Yeah.
Superliminal communication.
It's a beacon, ultrawave from Mars, hyperwave, alternating Sunday nights from 7 to 9, quantum entanglement on KGLT.
Okay, as promised, I have some new records. They're all new to me. These are pretty old, actually, pretty old records, some of them. And as usual, it's a jackpot. You know, I like buying singles. There's something special about a single. I still argue it's the very best musical delivery format because it's made to be cranked up and sound loud and stuff if they're done right. And I picked up a few nice ones. I always love that, finding somebody's collection, because somebody obviously did some work curating it, as they say these days. I think they're just a record hound.
Hey there. No hard feeling, baby. I'm working hard, trying to make a comeback from myself.
Don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a minor love go. So come on, baby, let the good time roll.
people living in make-believe. They keep a lot of data up their sleeve. My love for you in the kind of fool. So come on, baby, let the good time roll. Understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. So come on, baby, let the good time roll.
You.
Finishing up with the Yardbirds from their first studio album, first proper studio album. Their catalog was quite the mess between America and United UK. We actually got more music in the States than they did in England, strangely enough. But then we didn't get that song. They took it off the American album. They called it Over and Sideways Down Here. In England, it was called the Yardbirds correctly. And I will arm wrestle anybody who says Roger the Engineer. I will pull out my 1966 Hayner catalog, mail order catalog, and show you it's listed as the Yardbirds. So, end of discussion. No, it isn't. It'll go on forever. In the style of Slim Harpo, it's racked my mind. And when I saw him that summer, they actually did it as Racked My Mind and introduced it that way. Keith Ralph might have said this is actually called Wreck My Mind, and then they ripped it up. That's Jeff Beck on that recording, and I was listening to it. That's a stereo version. You can hear his guitar. Just the amp is just throbbing. Man, it would have been nice to have seen him in some London club with the Yardbirds early on. Whole bunch of stuff there. Lowell Folsom from a single. You heard No Hard Feelings. That's one of my new finds. Alvin Robinson, that's new to me too. I had his version of Down Home Girl on a compilation, but I found a nice Charlie compilation that has a lot of his recordings, and that was one of them, covering Earl King. Let the Good Times Roll. Howlin' Wolf himself doing the fab Down at the Bottom, Down in the Bottom, a song that I believe both the Rolling Stones and Cream covered early in their career. And unfortunately, we've never got the Stones version. They actually recorded it, but one of those things was lost to the ages. In legal limbo. And then we heard the Stones themselves from the newly reissued, cleaned up El Macambo show, covering Howlin' Wolf, Little Red Rooster there. And I think there's two slide guitars on there. Man, that's just crazy good. And it just sounds so nice what they did to that. Gave it a proper mix, and you can just feel yourself in that little tiny club. Tar Heel Slim did Number 9 Train and finished up the Yardbirds. 3:52. I'm running out of time. I have a set here. I'm just going to leap into it and take it up to the top of the hour. Okay?
In a foreign city once again, you wavered weakly in the night. The early sun of London morning burned the darkness with unanswered light. But morning found you crying, waiting for a woman where she left you in an empty state of mind, waiting not for her but for relief from passing time. And a young friend talking softly, the mist came tumbling down. But the woman waiting for him near stayed and told you of the peace that could be found. And a fallen heart was woken in your tired waiting time. And you thought you might begin from all the ashes of your mind. And though he used no poetry, his words are weaving songs, and the peace they were recalling, that you might have walked along. And the skies you saw were all the same, although his words were not your own. For the words and images you've spoken are the ashes from a peace you've never known.
Dirty old time.